Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hello. We're ready to go.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my boy, Mr. Peter.
Hello, everyone.
So today we'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. So the new trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong. We'll be talking about the Godzilla franchise as a whole. Mortal Kombat also being on HBO Max. And Space Jam also being on HBO Max. So we're going to start off with Godzilla. So you've watched like Godzilla, like the
I've
old
been
movies,
watching
right?
Godzilla since I was a little kid. The Japanese one.
Have you watched like... There's like so many. So I don't know if...
So many. But the American ones, there's only three. And one that is gonna... The one that we're gonna be talking about now. Because basically we have the 1998 Godzilla. That's the... Everybody knows that about the worm guy. The one that has the babies inside the Madison Square Garden. We have Godzilla 2014.
I think it's not a 98. That's the one I watched.
You watched the 1998?
Because it was the one that looked like a dinosaur. More like a dinosaur.
That's the one that was in New York?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1998.
Yeah, I remember watching that one.
That's the worm guy. That he came, you know, to... That he figured out that Godzilla was a... I think hermaphrodite or something like that. That was able to have
his like, without having a partner or anything.
Exactly.
They can have
reason,
a baby.
For some reason, he figured that out.
It'll further the plot.
So then we have Godzilla 2014. That's the one that's nuclear powered monsters. You know that they feed on radioactive power.
I just watched the movie. So I watched like half of it, but today I watched the full thing, like the whole thing.
Of the 2014?
Yeah. So I think like I'm not kind of into these type of movies, like
I love them. I like them.
I don't know. It's like
any monster movie I like.
So there's like in the ending when we find out Godzilla's alive, like in the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody's cheering. Yay.
Yeah, Godzilla is always gonna be alive.
But he just destroyed your whole city and you're cheering?
Yeah, but the Muto, which is
the main bad guys. Yeah.
Yeah, the male and female thing. They were doing way more destruction than Godzilla.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're natural born enemies.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's why everybody was cheering for Godzilla, because once Godzilla finishes, he's going to go.
Yeah,
but if
yes.
Godzilla dies, those things are going to stay and going to make babies, and it's going to destroy the whole Earth.
And I like the characters, especially like Bryan Cranston's character. I wish like he would have stayed alive. I didn't see a reason in him dying, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. You know, he was a good character and a good actor.
It was good that it furthered the story, especially with his son.
Yeah.
I like that there was like a background into his like story. I just didn't like that the son was like. Somehow he was doing all that stuff back and forth, and people were like okay with him.
Yes, exactly.
Hey,
I understand what you're saying.
I was a soldier. Let me do this. Let me go with you guys. Ah, sure, kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who does that?
You know. Sure, kid. Like it's not in your nearest diction or anything.
Exactly. Let's just. You can join. It's okay.
Oh, you wanna do our set up our bombs? Sure.
Yeah, that's not dangerous.
There's no like, can I see your paperwork first?
Yeah, for that I know that, you know, that was a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but the actors were great. Like every single one of them were like perfect. I just thought like it's not my type of movie. I don't know.
I personally like any monster movie, any creature. I love creature feature movies.
So do you like what are they called? Like weather based movies?
Yeah. I love those movies too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually sci-fi, you know, mixed with monsters, I love it. Giant spiders, giant anything. Giant cockroaches, whatever it is.
And then I was watching Kong Skull Island.
Oh, cool.
And what I didn't like the most was like the dialogue, the screenplay of the movie. So like the writing was so weak, like,
yes,
like verbally was so weak. And one of the soldiers was like writing to his kid.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And the other soldier is like, oh, what are you writing? And he's saying like, dear Billy, blah blah blah. And it's like an ongoing joke throughout this whole movie. I'm like, can you let it go? It's not funny.
Exactly. I mean, the writing on Kong was not really good. It was, it was a movie. I think they were making this movie just to make Godzilla vs. Kong.
They had to.
I mean, that's the only reason. It was just like when they made Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
They just made it because it was gonna be in a different movie. You know, they really didn't want to put a lot of work into it.
And like Samuel Jackson's character is so weird.
He's in every movie.
Like him like wanting revenge, wanting to kill the gorilla. What, where is that gonna get you? I didn't like that. I don't know.
Exactly. Like I said, it wasn't really written well, good. I mean, properly.
And then the end scene when the guy that he's writing to his son. And like, I don't even care about this character because they make us want, like, try to make us like love this character. We want them to die. Like they actually try. I don't know how, with the Dear Billy stuff. Like, hey, I'm writing to my son. I guess they justify it, and they're like, hey, this character is important, okay. And then, right when he sacrifices himself with the two grenades, remember, he just...
Yes, yes.
And then he just gets pushed... he just gets pushed off, and then... Well, the death meant nothing. And exactly. Then they just kept going. Like, it was irrelevant.
Exactly, that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that was irrelevant. A lot of stuff. And the biggest thing that I didn't like about Kong... You know, Skull Island, that the size of King Kong.
Yeah, he was huge.
He was too big. Okay, because if you're gonna have, let's say, a gorilla that size in an island, right? That island has to be huge. Huge. And supposedly, this island is like lost somewhere. Like, it's not an island that you just can get to, like, just anybody can get to.
You know, and it's all also, like, it's like people don't know where it is, but they know where it is.
Exactly.
I didn't understand that.
And that thing has to be the size of a continent to be able to have Kong as a walking around and having and eating stuff. Mm-hmm. And not only having him, but having the other dinosaur stuff, those lizards that he had to fight with. So that island had to be humongous. You know,
huge.
How come it's not in the map?
Jeez.
You know, so it's one of those things that I'm like, huh. But it's a different universe, you could say.
But my favorite character, I think, was John Reilly. John Reilly's character.
Yeah.
He was my favorite. Like, so he was like great as the comedy relief.
He was good. He was good.
Yeah. But I just thought there was too comedy around that also. I just didn't like the soldiers. They try to make us laugh, but it's just, it didn't connect. Did you watch the second Godzilla one?
King of the Monsters?
Yeah.
You know, that one was, it wasn't really that good. I mean, also the writing wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of plot holes in that movie. I wasn't too, I mean, I saw it, but I wasn't too into it because it wasn't that great, you know. So, you know, but basically it was just that. There was a lot of different monsters. There was mm-hmm. the Mothra, which everybody, you know, everyone was so happy to see it. Mm-hmm. The Muto was there, the Behemoth, the Sila, you know, was there.
Jeez, how many monsters?
There was a lot of monsters, and basically it's like, you know, Godzilla had to claim the title of King of the Monsters, so they will bow down to him, you know, and like, so, bring peace.
Mm-hmm. And so they didn't die, the other monsters?
No, because they recognized. Well, the bad one died. You know, the one that was causing all the havoc. Mm-hmm. You know, but the other ones like Mothra. You know, I think at Celia. No, Celia was the bad one. Like Behemoth, I think. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, bow down to Godzilla. You know, as like the king of the monsters. You know.
But when do the monsters like come up?
All over the place. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not nice. It's not, you know, it's not written. Mm-hmm. You know. That good also, and if you notice the Rotten Tomatoes, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's like a 43, you know, or something to that effect. It's not the, you know, people didn't receive it that well.
Yeah, 43.
43, right?
Mm-hmm. But it was 83 for audience.
Yeah, because, you know.
But it's just like, you go for the fun of it, for the audience.
I mean, this is a movie that is made for a certain group of people. Mm-hmm. And this certain group of people will like it regardless what it is. So they will give it a good review. Mm-hmm. You know, but I love these movies, but I also like a nice written
to make sense
movie.
Yeah.
You know, that everything has... technically, it doesn't have to be 100%, you know, like, it doesn't have to make sense 100%, because this is science fiction. But mm-hmm. at least make it, you know, doable.
Yeah, for sure. But, and do like, for a person that's listening, do they have to watch the first one and the second one, Godzilla, the 2014 and the 2019?
Basically, I would say the 2014 and the 2019. 1988, skip it. Erase it from your memories. You don't have to watch that. That's completely out of, out of this, you know, three movies. You
and
know?
I don't even think you have to watch Kong Skull Island.
Not really, no.
There's no, because, like, context. There's no, like, backstory, really. Not like whatever you can gather from the.
Because if you see the preview, mm-hmm. you know the trailer.
Yeah.
It shows that they rewrote that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't follow Skull Island. Mm-hmm. It's like something different.
Right.
You know, because you see, they're talking about that little girl that has a connection with Kong, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
That doesn't happen in Skull Island.
No, because the Skull Island one that happened in the 70s. In the 70s.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't really need to watch Skull Island.
No. But Godzilla, you should. Mm-hmm. The two previous ones, the 2014 and 2019.
Yeah.
Those you should. To be able to.
Yeah, to like understand what's going on. Yeah.
To understand who Godzilla is. I mean, mm-hmm. that's about it. Everybody knows King Kong, you know?
Yeah.
But on 1998, Godzilla is a completely different monster than the 2014. Completely. I mean, 100% different. Mm-hmm. And, well, the 2014 and 2019, they're basically the same one. You know, but still, the story's a little different.
The only thing I liked about the Kong Skull Island was the end credit scene. Did you see it? The end credit scene?
What was it
when,
about?
When Tom Hiddleston and Brie Larson, their characters, they were like in this room where like they're being like interrogated or something. About and then they were explaining that Kong is not the only king. Is not the only monster.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And then they show like all the monsters.
Exactly. I remember.
And then in the end it goes black and then you hear the famous Godzilla roar. And like,
exactly.
Yo, imagine like in theaters. Oof.
Yeah, because that movie was made for this. It was made to bring them together. So that was the purpose of the movie.
Yeah.
To bring out Kong. You know, to show us the size of him, this new gorilla.
Yeah,
because remember the original King Kong, you know, was able to climb the Twin Towers, where later it was the Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. But in the original, it was the Twin Towers, and he was, you know, he took the girl all the way to the top of the building.
Yeah.
Now this new King Kong is the size of a skyscraper. So that's, you know, it's a huge difference.
And yeah, now that you bring it up, I forgot to say that like I didn't feel any like emotion towards like King Kong. I don't know. That's why I don't like it's not my type of movies, cuz like I want to feel like the emotion of like what whoever the character is going through. Like even in the 2006 King Kong, or 2005, either,
yeah,
that year, that he actually had emotion, he had weakness, and with this new King Kong, he's just like massive and just like
it's almost indestructible.
Yeah, and then him falling for a girl, it just seems like
kind of weird.
Yeah, he's huge. Like what, he's like they're like ants to him. Like a human is like an ant to him. Like why would he care?
Exactly. You know, the old one, it was huge, but not, you know, still, you know, believable.
Yeah,
but this one is way too huge.
He was the original one, he was 26 feet. Mm-hmm. So like three stories max, and this one is like literally a skyscraper.
It's a skyscraper too, because Godzilla is that size, so he they have to make him, you know, I think similar size.
I think that was on the people that made the Godzilla one, because like even Godzilla, I think it's too big, because I remember the 1998 one was smaller than I think this version.
Yes, exactly. Yes. The 1998, remember, he went into the sewers?
Yeah.
So that was a big plot hole that huge monster was in the sewers is unbelievable. But still.
But why I don't understand why they had to make Godzilla so big, especially the new one. I don't know.
Well, because the creator of Godzilla made it that big, you know, since Japan, you know?
And it just looks cooler, I guess.
Exactly, because you remember Godzilla in Japan, he fought, you know, Mega Godzilla, you know, he fought monsters that are huge, you know. So basically, that's the reason.
It just reminds me of the Family Guy one, when he makes the Jaws reference.
Yeah.
That Peter wants to make a sequel.
Exactly. Bigger Jaws.
Oh no. Arr. Oh no. There's bigger Jaws. Oh no. Now we gotta work together to fight the bigger Jaws.
Exactly, yeah.
Did you watch that one? The Japanese Godzilla one? The Mega one?
I watched a few of them, yes. And I didn't watch all of them. Because, you know, I only watched whatever was available, you know, when they came out. Mm-hmm. Usually on Saturdays, back in the days, they would give a lot of Japanese movies and, mm-hmm. you know, like Godzilla was one of those movies that they used to give.
Yeah.
I know I saw the Mothra one, you know, with the, you know, and I saw the one that there was a mechanical Godzilla.
Oh, like I think I seen that one.
Uh-huh. I saw that one. You know, there was quite a few. They were fun. They're not, you and know.
There, did you hear there was one?
I mean, you
one...
can tell they're fake.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear
they
there
did
was...
that on purpose?
There was one in 2016. A Japanese one.
Mm. Yeah, I see a Shin Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch, I guess. We'll see. Maybe they up their game.
There's more. This Godzilla Planet of the Monsters, 2017. And Godzilla City of the Edge of Battle. And Godzilla the Planet Eater, 2018. You know, so...
That's a lot.
But I don't think they really got, you know, good at it, you know?
So, does Godzilla... Is that not a franchise? So anybody can just make a Godzilla movie?
No, it is a franchise. I mean, you need to have permission to use it. You can't
why does so many people like have like those movies?
Money. It makes money. And you can I think you can be whoever created the Godzilla franchise, you know, sold the rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, because if not, there would be more people making movies on Godzilla.
Because, like, so. I would think it'd be, like, so huge, you would keep it to, like, one studio.
No, but I think they never expected this to be a motion picture like that, at that mm-hmm. level.
Mm-hmm.
Because Godzilla in Japan and what came here, it was mostly, like, made for TV movie type of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like a fun movie, like
not like a blockbuster.
Exactly, it wasn't meant for that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it was like that's why you know they didn't really think, you know, too much of it because there was a lot of movies that came from Japan in those days that you know in the 70s and the 90s, you know that were they were okay,
mm-hmm.
but made for TV, not for blockbusters, you know?
Yeah. And then...
Well, since people knew it, since people knew the Godzilla, and mm-hmm. then Jurassic Park came out, and it was a big hit. So Godzilla being a monster of that size, you know, actually bigger, so it might make more money.
You're right. And you...
Of course.
When you're right, you're right. And you're always right. Now we could talk about the trailer. It's Godzilla versus Kong. So in this trailer we see that they bring King Kong, like in chains. I don't know how they manage that because those chains must be.
I would love to see that. I really want to see how they'd manage to.
They need like a gallon, tons of chloroform to knock this Kong out. I don't know how they would manage to. No idea.
How are they gonna make the chains?
Exactly. How are they gonna like chain him
and put it on?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. We see him like he's in love with this little girl, But I guess we'll see in the movie. But yeah,
that they made a bond.
Yeah, somehow, because the was the I don't know if the her caretaker was a is a scientist. Maybe that's why she was so close to King Kong, and then the girl was little girl.
I guess, but you see, that's one thing that I don't understand about the size of King Kong, because he's the. Like you said before, they're like ants to him.
Yeah, why would he?
You know, and if you see the like his finger touching the girl's whole hand is like so tiny.
Yeah.
So how does he make a bond?
Yeah, how does he sympathize? With, yeah.
Exactly, and then she's showing him the teddy bear. So it's like an ant holding a little piece of sand. And showing it to you know, it's like a little, you know. Mm. So it's kind of, you know, it's, okay, hey, let's see how it goes. I just want to see the fight. I just, you know.
He was like the, she was like the size of his nail.
Exactly, very tiny.
Jeez. And then we saw some of the characters from Godzilla, King of Monsters. We saw Millie Bobby Brown, the girl from Stranger Things.
Yes.
We saw her character is back. She's like on Godzilla's side, right?
Yes, exactly.
And basically they're telling the story how they think that somebody or something is controlling Godzilla to destroy their cities and stuff. Because they... Yeah, something's going on with Godzilla. That's what I'm interpreting from this.
Yeah, because Godzilla technically is the good guy.
Yeah.
And also King Kong supposedly is the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to figure out how they're gonna put him to fight.
Yeah, so that's why that is the reason why they bring back King Kong, so he would, I guess, control Godzilla. That's what I think.
Definitely, and you know now. Now King Kong is using a weapon, you know, from that time or something.
Do you see a problem with the axe, him using like a weapon?
Yes, huge problem. You know, he's a gorilla.
But I don't see a problem because like, it's a gorilla. It's like not real. But like him having an axe is no different. I don't know.
Yeah, but a gorilla would take... Okay, let's say... I would understand if he takes a stick. If he takes a building and throws it at Godzilla. But to literally... To know that this is a weapon and it's made for him, that he has this weapon, and use it. And not let go of it.
I want to make sure that it's, like, not a literal axe.
Because supposedly, this war has been going on for ages, because they said something about, you know, this has been going on for a long time, you know, like even pre-human, you know, like basically because remember he puts his hand on a rock, you know, that has like his handprint, you know, like his, you know,
right,
like he forgot that he's, a, you know, most likely like the king of the monsters.
I think what they meant is that like, there was always a fight to see who was the king of the monsters. That's what I think. Mm. Now, not that, King Kong and Godzilla would fight. I think it was just, like, monsters in general would fight, like, who's the big boss.
I'm actually, to be honest, okay, it's weird, but I'm actually excited about this movie.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because story.
I like both of them. Mm-hmm. So I want to see what's up.
Yeah, like storyline, like there's not much to like care about, but you want to see it happen, like the fight. Especially like now, like 2021, like the graphics and everything. Are you willing to watch it in HBO Max or in the big theaters?
I think I would watch it in HBO Max.
Hmm.
You know. Theater. I might.
Because I feel like this type of movie is meant for like the big theaters, like IMAX. The big theaters.
Usually sci-fi movies are good to watch on the big screen. But I would watch, you know, I would watch it on either one. Well, depends on how what's the situation with the what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, if we're able to, I think I'd watch it in the theaters, I think.
Because right now in this part of town, you know, in this part of the states, you know, we're not allowed yet.
Yeah.
Maybe some states are open for that, but not us.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading some of the comments on the trailer, and they were saying how King Kong looks more buff than than the previous movie he was in.
Yeah, he's been working out. I'm sure he, you know, he's been lifting, you know, doing push-ups and pull-ups and stuff.
He's been getting ready for this fight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, how many years already? I mean, he's been working out. You know, he knew. I mean, that's why they're paying him good money.
Who do you think would win? Godzilla? Well, what team are you in? What team are you in?
That's the thing. I like both of them. I would lean more to Godzilla. Mm-hmm. You know, I like lizards more than the monkeys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I know, like, yeah, I was still telling you before, I know what's going to happen. I mean, no one is going to win, you know, or Godzilla is going to surrender, or one of them is going to surrender, and everything, you know, they're going to make peace, or the, you know, because they are both icons. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
You know, they put them together. Mm-hmm. You know, and so people love Jason and so people love Freddy. If Freddy would have won, you know, the people that were rooting for Jason would have been upset. And if Jason would have won, the people rooting for Freddy would have been upset. So basically, in the end, you know, of Jason versus Freddy, you know, supposedly Jason won because they saw him carrying the head of Freddy. But then we see the head of Freddy winking at us. Like, he's still alive. So basically, he didn't die, you know. It's going to be something like that. In other words, it has to be something neutral. Mm-hmm. You know, something that happens, you know, like they're going to, like you said before, they're going to team up.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna make peace or something. Exactly.
And now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
So we'll now get into our next topic, which is Mortal Kombat is also going to be in HBO Max and in theaters at the same time. So I've played the video games, but I haven't watched the movies because they're old.
Yeah. Have you first movie? Good.
It was like 97, right? When it came out?
Yes. Yeah, it was the first one was 95. Mm-hmm. The regular Mortal Kombat, the original. Annihilation was 1997. You know, first movie, good. Second movie, the worst ever made in history of movies.
Jeez.
That thing was disgusting. It should not have been made. But I see now, you know, I was reading an article on the new Mortal Kombat, and it's a different story. So it should be better, and I like the way it says, how they're gonna, you know, introduce the characters and everything. It's different from the old these movies. You know, it's not gonna be the same.
Yeah, and you know, the writers are pretty good. The writers that I checked on, like Greg Russo, that's one of the writers. He wrote for Death Note 2 and Space mm-hmm. Invaders.
You have Dave Callahan.
And he wrote Wonder Woman 84. And he's writing Shang-Chi, the new Chinese movie that's coming from Marvel, and he wrote Godzilla also, the 2014 one.
It wasn't bad.
Oh, and Doom, and Expendables 1 and 2.
that's not something
he's got like hit and misses. I'd say
more misses than
yeah,
hits.
More,
but
yeah.
Yeah, Expendables.
And Doom.
I mean, you really don't have to write anything for
Wonder
that.
Wonder Woman 84, Doom.
Doom? We'll see. That movie did not do good.
And then the next writer, Oren Yuz, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's U-Z-I-E-L. Uziel. Uziel. So he wrote Cloverfield Paradox. The one, I think that one was in Netflix.
Oh yes, that movie was bad.
I heard it was good.
No, everybody said it was bad. That it did not fall within the Cloverfield.
The one with John Goodman, right?
Yeah. No, that was the Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, there's. Are you sure?
Yeah, something Cloverfield Lane. Mm-hmm. That was the one with Goodman.
Okay.
That they were in the bunker.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, the other one, you know, the Paradox, that's the one in space. You know, and it's like a time shift and a parallel universe type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so, no, that movie did not do good at all. And it made no sense. It did not, you know, match the franchise. You know, it wasn't really. It did not do good. You know, it didn't do justice to the franchise, to the story. So yeah, I'm saying, hey, might be good. Mortal Kombat is not. To be honest, Mortal Kombat is not that hard to write for.
Not really. It's just violent.
Because
it's just fighting.
The story is already known. Mm-hmm. You know, they're fighting for the realm. You know, and these are the fighters, you know, that has to fight for the realms. That's about it, you know.
Was there a Mortal Kombat movie that came out 2010?
2010? No. I don't remember any. There was a teaser trailer, you know, like Scorpion's Revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading that too. Yeah.
But it was animated. You know, then also Mortal Kombat: The Journey Begins, 1995, was animated too.
Well, it's some type of short. So one of the writer I was talking about, mm-hmm. he did like short clips of Mortal Kombat story. He did one in like 2010 and 2013. So I guess he knows of the story of the Mortal Kombat story.
Oh, I see what you mean. It was a short film, Mortal Kombat Rebirth, mm-hmm. 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a short film. And he also wrote 22 Jump Street.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Yeah, it's. I don't know.
Very funny, actually.
The writer is like. They're okay. Yeah. Ugh. We'll see if they do good. And then the director, he's kind of a new director.
Mm-hmm. He's not okay. That might be a good thing. Mm-hmm. To have new people do, you know, to give it a shot, because the old people are not doing the right thing.
Yeah, I guess you're
maybe
right.
The new guys will start writing good.
Yeah, so. We'll see. Who knows, man?
Yeah, I hope so, because I love Mortal Kombat. I mean, I love, you know, the whole franchise. I grew up with it. That was one of my first toys. You know, not toys, but arcade that I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love the franchise, so hopefully they do justice to this one.
Yeah, I hope so. If I watch it, I'm gonna probably watch it with you because I'm not gonna watch it. It's not my cup of tea. I haven't really played Mortal Kombat. I've played some of it, like whenever I'm like in someone's house, I'd play like Mortal Kombat, but I wasn't.
No, you gotta be involved.
Yeah, I wasn't raised in violence.
We are. Oh, okay.
So, my mom would always distance me from that stuff.
I wonder if it's gonna be rated R or PG.
Yeah, I think it is gonna be rated R.
Okay, if it's rated R,
I'm pretty sure
they're gonna have a good. They're gonna have room to make it bloody. You know, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That'll be cool.
Pretty sure it's gonna be rated R.
Mm-hmm. I wish Tarantino will direct this movie.
So he can make it 3 hours?
No, he can make it so bloody. Because he loves violence.
Yeah, because he did one of the cowboy ones, right? Was it Hateful Eight? There's so many.
I think so. He did all the movies that he makes are heavy movies.
Yeah.
He did Kill Bill, you know, part one and part two. And all the movies that he made are
violent.
Violent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But good.
Yeah.
I'm saying violent, but good.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if, well, this new director, we'll see if he does this justice.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. And, so now on to our next topic. Space Jam is also gonna be in a, well, it's a, do you think
that, is that a reboot?
No idea. I think it's, I'd say it's a sequel, I guess.
Ooh.
Cause you can't really not canonize the original Space Jam.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying, like, you know.
Cause you don't have to.
Basically, no.
Because they made a second one, remember? But it wasn't called Space... Was it?
No, it wasn't called Space Jam. It was something else.
I don't think it was in the same universe anyway, right?
No, exactly. It wasn't. Okay, because the old one was with Michael Jordan, and this one is LeBron James, I think. Yeah.
LeBron James.
So I'm wondering, is it the same... you know, story?
This one, I think they said is about robots.
That they're gonna play basketball with robots?
Yeah.
Against robots?
Yeah. It's like robots are like invading Earth or something like that. Because they mm-hmm. haven't talked about it much, but I've seen this, they're promoting this video game about Space Jam. Where they talked very briefly about it, and they said something about robots wanting to take over or something like that.
Oh, I see here. Look, it says that LeBron James, you know, and his son gets trapped in a virtual space, you know, because they're working like in a video game,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they get by a rogue algorithm named AIG,
mm-hmm.
Rhythm. You know, like LeBron must get them home safe by leading Bugs Bunny.
AI algorithm. Algorithm,
yeah. AI. So he says LeBron must get them home safe by leading Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Lola Bunny, and the whole gang of Notorious and Disciple
mm-hmm.
Looney Tunes to victory over the AIG's digitized champions on the court.
I get it. So he's like stuck in a video game.
Kind of, yeah.
And the video game is basketball.
Yeah, so it's actually, it's good because it's different.
Yeah. It'd be weird it'd be boring if they just went with the same route.
Exactly. No, I'm actually, you know, now that I read that, I'm like, you know, I'm more down to it, you know. I want to see it. Well, all three movies are very good.
Mm-hmm.
All three movies I want to see.
Yeah, But what do you think about the original Space Jam?
Oh, I loved it. I really, really liked that movie.
Yo, the whole music of it is fire.
Oh, yes.
Not the R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
No, the whole thing was really good.
Welcome to the Jam.
1996, that was 20-something years ago.
Bill Murray was in it. 25
years.
Bill Murray, Wayne Knight, the guy from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. They're all... Yeah, the movie was great. Like it's perfect for like the family. And it was...
Yeah.
I watched it when I was little and it was awesome. So awesome. And then when you get older, like you understand like some of the jokes that they make and stuff.
Exactly. I mean, but the movie itself was awesome. I mean, I cannot say anything bad about it. I like really, really enjoyed the movie.
And I don't know if you know this, you remember the referee for the basketball game?
Yeah.
Was the Martian.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
he's also like an alien, but he's also a Looney Tune. So he's not biased.
Exactly. Yes, I remember.
I finally listed it when I watched it when I was older.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
I really enjoy Space Jam. And then if they do it the way they're saying that they're going to do it, it looks good. It looks like it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not, you know, doing a reboot.
Yeah. And the director, Malcolm D. Lee, he does mostly comedy, but like African American comedy. Like it's like, how do
like
I say
Madea?
like Madea, like he's done Night School, the one with Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her name? Starts with a T. But you know what I mean. And then the writer is... I actually didn't know he was one of the writers, Ryan Coogler, which he wrote and directed Black Panther.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then...
That's cool.
This guy, he's new at writing, but he... Sev Ohanian... He produced Run, which is like a thriller on Hulu. We should watch that. I heard that was because Sarah Paulson's
actually,
in
it. Actually, I
that.
Heard that. Yeah. I heard about that movie.
Sarah Paulson's in it, so
I'll check it out.
And he's done like a whole bunch of like indie films, so so we'll see.
That's cool.
I think they're going for the comedy route, so.
Yeah, I could see, yeah. Undercover Brother. I love that movie. The Best Man, okay. That's a good movie, too.
Yeah, they got a pretty good
Soul Man.
Writer, director.
Scary Movie 5. Hit and miss. But so far, so good.
I think they're going to do good. I think this is going to be the best one out of the three.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm more excited about Godzilla and Beerus Khan.
I'm more excited for Space Jam. Space Jam. Uh-huh. Welcome to the journey.
Because I want to see how they're going to do it.
And welcome to the journey.
But I think in Space Jam, I mean, I think they're going to lose. Like, you know, they're going to lose the game and let's say they're going to get stuck in the game.
You think? No. Stop. And then they gotta do a sequel.
Yeah, they have to do a sequel to get them out.
And then there's a bigger boss. Oh no, now we gotta work together and fight the bigger boss.
Yeah. but now it's a baseball thing and... you know.
They gotta bring back Michael Jordan.
Yo, that's crazy.
And, well, to close off, then the Suicide Squad is also gonna be in HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for it because James Gunn is the writer and director, and he directed Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, and he's working on 3.
That's good.
So, and
he did a good job on those.
Yeah, I think he's going that route, like the Guardians of the Galaxy route.
Yeah.
Like a weird ensemble. So we have Nathan Fillion. I don't know how to pronounce it. Fillion. He's a well-known actor, I think, like mostly like in your time.
Yeah.
He's playing TDK. So it's a villain that literally uses his limbs as a weapon. Like he takes them out and then uses it as a weapon.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
And then Polka Dot Man is going to be in it. Weasel, which is like just a weasel. I think this is going to be more of a fun route, less of the previous Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be way better. And then they, instead of recasting Will Smith's character, they give this guy, the guy that's playing the so-called new Deadshot.
Yeah.
He's Deadsport now. Bloodsport. He's playing Bloodsport instead. And well, he said in an interview, well, it's in the same canon, but it's just a different roster.
I hear you.
Yeah. I think, like, he's going to turn this around.
This is going to be the same Harley Quinn, right?
Mm-hmm. Same Harley Quinn. Viola Davis' character, she's still going to be in it. Because she was perfect in it. Especially Suicide Squad, she was perfect. And then we see Captain Boomerang is still in it. And then John Cena's character,
Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm. He's sort of like a Captain America type of character, mm-hmm. but he doesn't mind the killing, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like an anti-hero type of thing.
Yeah. And so I think they have like trust in James Gunn, because they made a TV show for Peacemaker, John Cena's character. They're working on a TV show for that. So I think I'm pretty sure it's going to do well.
Who's Blackguard? Pete Davidson? It's going to be Blackguard.
Let's see.
It says Pete Davidson Blackguard.
Yeah. I want to know his powers.
To be annoying?
Probably.
Let me see. I'm not dissing him or anything. It's just, you know.
Why don't you like him, man?
No, I'm not saying that he's bad at all. You know. You know, I see the pictures of Blackguard and everything. I mean, he doesn't look anything like that, you know.
True. So he's just a fighter.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's see.
But obviously, I think they're like James Gunn is gonna have a twist on it. So.
It's gonna be like okay.
I think it's gonna be mostly like I said, a bunch of misfits, but better than the original Suicide Squad. More funny. They're gonna mesh well together. That's what I think.
Okay, that's cool.
But while we're on the topic, what were your thoughts on the Suicide Squad? The
first one, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. It was sloppy.
Yeah.
And they missed a lot of opportunities with a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
They misused them, basically. This could have been much, much better.
Yeah, and it was too flashy, you know, like the vibe of the movie, I don't know, something weird, something off-putting. about it.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't like it at all. And okay, I understand that you don't want to make Will Smith too evil. You know, that you don't want to, but it did not fit, you know, that shot.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't fit, you know, in the sense that, okay, he was good at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he didn't have that part about the about being good at the same time, you know, he should have been just who he is and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, a killer. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know. But they're trying to make him, you know.
I think because it was just Will Smith and they wanted him to have a bigger role, I guess. Or at least Will Smith wanted a bigger role, I guess.
Or not to be seen as a completely bad, you know. In other words, that he's bad for a reason, you know. Like, he's bad, you know. Not just that he's evil just because he's evil. Mm-hmm. You know, like the other characters.
Yeah.
You know, but... Yeah, that
didn't work.
I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the way they did it. Either do it completely or don't do it, you know, or get somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, but he was good at it if the story, if they would have kept the story as him being a murderer, an assassin, you know, which that's what he was.
Yeah.
You know, so, that's what, and with the other things, you know, I didn't like the, yeah. You know, this, the guy that turns into fire, the fire god.
Yeah.
You know.
El Diablo. Having him
El Diablo to be destroyed, you know, to be killed. You know, I think he had more opportunities, you know, other things, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I have more faith in this version. Hopefully it does well. You know?
Yeah. I got you.
And, well, to close it, do you think that this is a good idea for HBO Max to actually like have this available in theaters and in like HBO Max?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, it's hard to say because, you know, I think they're not making the decision just out of nowhere. I think they're really studying the market. And right now, there's really not much money in theaters. Mm-hmm. There's really not much, you know, and everybody is saying that the future is on streaming, you know, and basically they're trying to grab as much of the streaming market that they can. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for the theaters. I feel bad for the industry that, you know, a lot of theaters are being closed and a lot of people that work for the theaters are not employed.
Yeah,
I feel bad about that. But I think that they're thinking more future, you know, future-proof. Mm-hmm. Like, in other words, you know, because let's put it like this. Like, these movies, some people are going to be able to watch it on the theater, but I won't be able to because all the theaters here are closed. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not allowed.
Yeah.
So... I won't be able to watch it.
Yeah.
Unless I travel somewhere that theaters are open. So my only way of watching it would be HBO Max. So basically, you know, I agree and disagree at the same time. But I would have to agree to put it on HBO Max because that would be the only way for me to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to miss out either.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's like like they didn't do this out of sheer they did thinking, you know, they thought about like what they should do, and I think this is the good route. I think I don't know if they're gonna make money or lose money. That's what I'm thinking, because. Because most people would go towards... So an example. So Trolls World Tour, which is the sequel of Trolls, the movie. Mm-hmm. They made $100 million in rental, like, digitally. Mm-hmm. So they decided that they're starting to think on releasing it digitally now. Like, their movies digitally. And then... when that happened, the I think it was AMC, they they told Universal, well, if you're doing that, then we're not going to let any Universal movies like in our theater. So I don't know, it's a mixture of both of like
because it beats the purpose of then having a having in the theater if the theaters are gonna only have a few people at a time watching the movie. Because the theaters want their the theaters packed. That's the because they as we know, theaters don't really make money on the movies. They make money on the sales of popcorn and all that stuff and incidentals. You know, they make a lot of money on that. But out of the movie itself, it's very little what they make. So, you know, their point is to get people in, you know, to watch the movies. And if people are not coming in, why should they carry the movie? Basically, that's the bottom line on that, you know?
So, do you think, like, the theater industry, you think, like, sooner or later it's going to be down for?
Honestly, if things start to open up now faster, I mean, there is a chance that they can recover. If we keep, we stay close with the close downs, I doubt if they're going to come back. I doubt it because, you know, it's too long.
I think even in the future, I think they could be at risk because, like you said earlier, that like digital is like the new thing. Like you could just sit and just watch whatever came out this week, like right in the in your couch. You don't have to leave your house or anything.
Yeah, and basically, you could have your whole family for the price of one, you know, of one. Watch the whole entire movie.
Yeah, too.
Because if you take your, if your family, if you're a family of five, that's over $100 that you have to spend just to go see a movie, plus the food. You know, so basically, you know, and instead of paying over $100 on that, you only pay $14.99 for the whole month, and you might be able to see all three movies, and plus many other stuff.
Other movies, yeah. Any other movies that they got.
Exactly. So, it makes sense for somebody who has a big family. I mean, but it's also nice. It was, I remember, you know, both of us, we used to go to the theaters, you know, with the other guys. It was a fun time just to spend time as friends, you know, outside. You know, it wasn't really about the movies that we were watching. It was more about spending time, you know, chilling, you know. So that's the only thing that people are going to miss, you know, actual, you know, people interaction.
Yeah, for sure.
People going out and, you know. And at the same time, when you go out to see a movie, you might go have dinner in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So now the restaurants are losing money on that, too.
Yeah. It's just mostly, so, like you said, like about being together.
Yeah. So it wasn't really, you know, it's like going bowling. People really don't go like 100%. You know, it's just about being together.
Right.
You know, doing something together.
Yeah.
You know. But when you don't have that, then you get used to it, and then you don't need it anymore.
Yeah. And, well, to close on things, this is just, like, a rumor so far, but it's by someone that's very, like, reliable. But, so, basically, you know how Spider-Man 3 is having, like, Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
There's backstage rumors that he's being like a whole diva backstage.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So because they said initially he was asking for $2 million to just be like just to be in the movie. And then they gave it to him and now he's being a whole diva. Like backstage.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Yeah, honestly, they really don't need him for this. Because this is a completely different Spider-Man.
Yeah. They did it for the cameos, for the fans, you know. And then...
Yeah.
And then Tobey Maguire doing this, it's like... He thinks he's a big star just because he was in, like... He was in Spider-Man. That's the only thing of note he's been in.
Exactly. There's nothing really... Nothing else. I mean, if you mention his name about what movie he made, the only thing you think about is Spider-Man, that's it.
Jeez. And he's acting like this.
Yeah, but many actors are just like that.
Yeah, I heard Mike Myers was also like that, but when he was doing Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Like the lady that was playing the babysitter, she would say how he would want his grapes, like, peeled for him. And stuff like that.
Exactly. I heard, you know, the actors that you think that they're humble and they're nice and everything, those are the worst. Those are really, really the worst.
That's why I'm scared to meet Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't meet your heroes.
On that note, I guess. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Okay, have a good night, guys.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry.
That's why I'm the Kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy. You.